Hey guys, it's your girl Tina here. Today I want to do something fun and show you guys how you can create your own DIY face masks at home. I'll be showing you three easy recipes you can try. These are great alternatives to regular sheet masks that can be expensive, especially if you like to mask regularly. I'm going to be using fresh ingredients packed with vitamins and minerals that will help nourish and improve the skin. Most of these ingredients, I am sure you have them at home, in your pantry, in your fridge, otherwise they're not so hard to find. Now, if you've ever tried making your own face mask, you'd know that the right texture and consistency is key, especially when it comes to application. If your mask is too lumpy or watery, it's not gonna stay on your skin. So for today's video, I partnered up with Foreo, and I'll be adding in their new Imagination DIY mask base. This has a creamy texture and is designed to thicken water ingredients, bind powders, and blend chunky ingredients so that they can be applied to the skin evenly. It has a unique formula that supercharges all the active vitamins and minerals in your mask so that they can penetrate deep into the skin, allowing them to work their magic. You can use Foreo's Imagination naked without other ingredients for a soothing and hydrating antioxidant-rich facial treatment. Just be sure to cleanse thoroughly to remove any impurities, dirt, or oils on the skin. That way you can get the most out of your mask. Let's start off with the first recipe. This one is great for glowy, smooth skin. I'm using half a strawberry, 1 tablespoon of yogurt, 1 tablespoon of honey, 1 teaspoon of Foreo's Imagination DIY mask base. You only need a little bit of this. There's 100 mils in the tube, so this will actually last you a while. Strawberries are packed with vitamin C and are great for dull skin. Yogurt contains lactic acid and alpha hydroxy acid. These help to dissolve dead skin cells and are great for acne-prone skin. It also helps to reduce discoloration and gives your skin a natural glow. It can also calm the skin and reduce redness. Honey has antibacterial and antiseptic properties, so it's great for oily and acne-prone skin. It's also a natural humectant, meaning it draws moisture into the skin. Foreo's Imagination has absorption-enhancing ingredients such as ester, linoleic acid, propylene glycol. All these help infuse the ingredients into the skin. It's also antioxidant rich and highly hydrating as it contains hyaluronic acid and sodium PCA, which help plump up the skin and prevent water loss. It's also very soothing thanks to phospholipids, vitamin B, and allantoin, which help retain moisture and keeps the skin hydrated. This mask base is suitable for all skin types and has a clean and safe formula. So I'm gonna give all these ingredients a good mix, and now it's ready to be applied. It's best to leave this on for about 10 to 15 minutes before washing off. Next is a mask for brightening the skin as well as fading spots and pigmentation. For this, I'm using half a banana, about 1 tablespoon of fresh lemon juice, 1 tablespoon of honey, and 1 teaspoon of Foreo's Imagination. Bananas contain potassium, vitamin B, E, and C, which all promote clear, glowing skin. It's also known as nature's Botox, thanks to its wrinkle-fighting nutrients, plus it can fade spots and prevent fine lines. Lemon is packed with antioxidants and vitamin C, which helps to reduce skin damage and premature aging. Due to its high pH levels, lemon can also decrease oil on the skin and reduce inflammation. It has antifungal properties and can lighten the skin naturally, including age spots and acne scars. Once all the ingredients are combined and you're happy with the consistency, apply and leave on for about 10 to 15 minutes. After using this mask, if you plan on going out into the sun, make sure you apply sunscreen. The third recipe is for a detoxifying mask. This is my go-to for when my skin is feeling congested. For this, I'm gonna use 1 teaspoon of matcha powder, 1 teaspoon of honey, 1 teaspoon of olive oil, and 1 teaspoon of Foyer's Imagination. Green tea helps to clear the skin and draws out toxins and impurities. It also helps to protect the skin from free radicals. It reduces puffiness and swelling, and it can lightly exfoliate the skin when being removed. Olive oil is great for dry skin types as it's moisturizing and has antibacterial properties. Give it a good mix until all the ingredients are combined. And once again, this mask can be left on for about 10 to 15 minutes. These other recipes I really love because they're quick and easy to make, and you can adjust the ingredients according to how your skin is feeling. Combined with Foyer's Imagination, it makes creating the perfect mask so much easier. I'm able to nail the consistency every time, and I know that all the ingredients are working its best on my skin. Now, if you have any recipes of your own that you want to share, please comment below. I'd love to hear them and try them out. If you're new here, don't forget to click subscribe and turn on notifications so you don't miss out on any future videos that I post, and I shall speak to you guys next time. Bye! Ba-dum-bum, doo-doo.